Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the KEI Industries Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Nuvama Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Achal Lohade from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Nuvama Institutional Equities, we are glad to host the senior management of KEI Industries. We have with us Mr. Anil Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, Mr. Rajeev Gupta, Executive Director, Finance and CFO. We will start the call with opening remarks from the management and then move to Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Anil and Rajeev.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to all of you. I'm Anil Gupta, CMD, KEI Industries Limited. I give you a brief of the brief summary of Q3 of FY25. On net sales in Q3, FY25 is rupees 2,467.27 crore. So we have grown the net sales by 19.81%. EBITDA is 254.45 crore. The growth in EBITDA achieved is 11.25%. EBITDA/net sales margin is 10.31% as against 11.11% in the same period last year. Profit after tax this quarter is rupees 164.81 crore, and growth in the PAT is 9.38%. PAT/net sales margin is 6.68%. Domestic institutional cable sales of wires and cables is 809 crore. Growth is up 45%. The domestic institutional extra high-voltage cable sale is 41 crore against one. So there is a decline of around 78% during this period. I'll give an explanation that this decline is due to non-receipt of ROW and permissions and clearances during the work. During this period, however, we have used this capacity of EHV cables for manufacturing HT power cables. So that is why there is a jump of 45% in the HT cable sales compared to last year. Export sale this quarter is 301 crore against rupees 284 crore last year. Growth is approximately 6%. Actually, there is a growth of around 30% in the wire and cable exports, but the decline in numbers is due to the EPCD growth in the export sales from our Gambia project. Last year, the Gambia project, we exported 69 crore, and this year, it is 13 crore. So it is due to this factor, the EPCD growth is there in the export. Total cable institutional sale contribution is 45%, same as in the previous year. Sales through distribution dealer network achieved is 1,247 crore. The growth in the sale through B2C is 31%. B2C sale has contributed approximately 51% in third quarter as against 46% previous year same period. The EPC sale, engineering procurement construction projects, other than cable is rupees 60 crore as against previous year same period 146 crore. Decline is approximately 49%. this is against our stated policy around 3 years back, that we will gradually reduce the EPC business and we'll maintain the EPC business maximum within 400 crore to 500 crore on an overall basis. Out of the total sales of EPC, each EHV execution sale is 21 crore against 32 crore in the same period last year. Sales of stainless steel wire in Q3 is 54 crore against rupees 46 crore last year. Growth is approximately 49%. Now I will read the 9 months summary. The net sales in 9 months of FY25 is 6,807 crore. The growth in the net sales is 17.68% in the 9 months period. EBITDA is 724 crore. Growth in the EBITDA is 15.56%. EBITDA / net sales margin is 10.64% as against 10.84% in the same period previous year. We are hopeful and expect to maintain the previous year EBITDA on a full 12-month basis in this financial year. So the profit after tax in 9 months has grown by 13.97%, which is 469.87 crore. So the profit after tax / net sales margin is 6.9%. versus 7.13% last year.
The transformation.
That will also, we hope to maintain the same in this financial year also. Domestic institutional cable sales, wires and cables, is 1,998 crore in 9 months period. The growth in the institutional cable sale is 28% over 9 months period. Export sale in 9 months period is 775 crore versus 840 crore last year. This is due to the decline in the EPC sale to our EPC project in Africa, Gambia. Which sale is not there this year. But actual wire and cable sale in exports has grown by around 30% overall. Total cable institutional sale contribution in 9 months is 41%, and sales through distribution network was ₹3,590 crore. The growth in the sales through B2C network is 32%. The total active working dealers of the company as on 31st December was approximately 2,060. B2C sale has contributed 53% in 9 months period as against 47% in the same period last year. EPC sale other than cable is ₹271 crore against 370 crore last year. Decline is approximately 27%. Volume increase in the cable division based on the production for consumption of metal in 9 months of FY25 as compared to previous year, same period, is approximately 19%. Pending order as on 18th March 25 is approximately 3,871 crore, out of which export pending EPC pendency is 554 crore, extra high voltage cable and connected EPC is 598 crore, domestic cables 2,148 crore and cable export orders 571 crore. Future, I will give you a brief on the future outlook. During 9 months period, company has incurred capital expenditure payment of rupees 426 crore out of which Sanand rupees 252 crore, Chinchpada 57 crore, Bhiwadi rupees 27 crore, and Patredi 49 crore, and other plants and locations 41 crore. Brownfield capex at Chinchpada and Patredi 2 is completed, and it will add further capacity for wires and power cables. And this capacity addition has been completed. After the completion of the brownfield capex, capacity utilized during 9 months of FY25 approximately 85% in cable division, 69.7% in house wire division, and 91% in stainless steel wire division. This brownfield capex will enable us to grow in volumes by 16 to 17% in this financial year. Apart from this brownfield capex, in FY24-25, company has planned a capex of around 800 to 1000 crore on greenfield expansion for LT, HT and EHV cables in Sanand, Gujarat. Commercial production of first phase of low tension and HT cables will commence by end of Q1 FY25-26. We started the construction last year somewhere in March 24. We will spend further around 700 crore in the next financial year to complete this project. This will allow us to maintain a growth of CAGR 19 to 20% in volume terms, as against achieved CAGR of 14 to 15% during the last 15 years. Company has raised rupees 2,000 crore through QIP on 28 November 24 to fund Sanand project and repayment of outstanding debt, and for general corporate purposes. Out of which rupees 1450 crore is for Sanand, rupees 240 crore general corporate purposes, and 276 crore term loan repayment, and rupees 34 crore QIP expense. Market outlook remains strong, and we are quite bullish on the demand for our products in domestic market as well as international market. We are getting a good traction from our various customers in the international market, and we will be able to grow both domestic and international business as soon as our HT capacities and other capacities comes on board in Sanand. Thank you. So this is a brief. I now request you to raise any questions or queries, whatever you may have, and we'll be glad to answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Saumil Mehta from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So two questions from my side. While you mentioned the EHV segment had some weakness, which was there even in Q2 and continuing in Q3, when should we expect some sort of traction in this business? And was this weakness got to do with large domestic orders? I mean, if you can give some color on this, how should we look at EHV segment going into FY26?
So as of now, our order book has now start building up. As of current position is close to 598 crore of EHV order now we are carrying. So now from the quarter end of next financial year, we will be again in the normal range of production for EHV cables.
So should we expect a meaningful step up in terms of the specific business related to EHV going into 26, given FY25 will have a very favorable mix?
So, you see, in the EHV cable business, if we talk of the last 3-4 years, so the in 1 year it is almost 600 crore, 500 to 600, another crore is close to 350 crore. So sometimes these kinds of problems are there earlier also. So by next year again it will be going up towards the 550 to 600 crore sale for the next financial year for EHV. But in the meantime, whatever EHV capacity was ideal, we have utilized that capacity for high tension power cable product range. So our capacity was not ideal, but little bit EBITDA we lost, because if we sold more than 200 crore of worth extra EHV cable, the additional 4 to 5% of EBITDA we will be generating. So only to that extent we lost actually.
Okay. And for this particular quarter, given copper prices are volatile, what was the volume growth, and if you can just broadly quantify the inventory losses if there were any for the quarter?
As we are increasing our production capacity because of our Chinchpada and Pathredi 2 as operational, so if you talk of the only for the particular quarter 3, in quarter 3, volume production increased by close to 28%. So that's why our finished goods inventory has also increased, because now our base will be close to 2700 to 2800 crore rupees per quarter basis sale in future. So that kind of inventory we will be carrying now. So on the basis of the whatever sale we did, approximately 16-17% was the volume growth. But in terms of the production, the volume will be higher. So that's why in fourth quarter it will be reflected in our sales also.
Great. And so my last question, in terms of the retail business, obviously is showing traction, while I understand this will also include wire business. Now from a competitors, at least our inference is that the wire market is still very down. So what are we doing specially, or are there any specific segments where we are growing meaningfully when it comes to our retail business? That's my last question. Thank you.
So whatever we were doing earlier, we are doing the same thing. We are focusing, increasing our retail presence, increasing our geography, and increasing the increasing the influencer activity and the sales team. So accordingly, we are growing. So in the retail business, since last 3-4 years, if you see, we are continuously growing close to 20% to 25% range. So in the same year also, in the 9-month basis also, we are growing in the same way.
Perfect. Thank you, Rajivji, and all the best for future quarters.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agrawal from Ikigai Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Hope all is well at
KEI.
Sir, two questions. Firstly, if Anirji could talk about next year, you know, across segments. You talked about EHV, but if you could talk more on institutional sales, housing wire sales, exports. How do you see growth and margins for fiscal 26? That's the first
26, Rahulji, as we have earlier guided, that we will be growing close to 19 to 20%, because we will be creating additional capacity and our brownfield capex of Chinchpada and Pathredi already completed. So we will be easily growing 19 to 20% in the next financial year. With regards to the EBITDA level in the next financial year will be close to 11%, as we have earlier guided.
More specifically on exports and housing wires, how do you see growth there?
Actually, in each and every year, you will see in the sales number, sometimes exports increase, sometimes domestic institution increase, sometimes retail increase. So from this point of view, we can't comment on individual specific segment, but overall whatever capacity we will be having, we will be utilizing on with all the segments. But our focus remains strong, as well as in retail, as well as in export continuously. In export market, I will request Anilji to update about the placement of the new people in the overall geography area. So Anilji, please explain.
We expect a substantial growth in the export business, especially from US and Australia next year, and even our Middle East business and African business will also is also growing. This year, as I mentioned, that we expect 30% growth in our overall full year basis in our exports in wires and cables. So in numbers it will reflect little less because of the decline of EPC exports, which was last year around 160 crore, which is not there this year because that project is over. But next year we expect close to 30 to 35% growth in the export business from this financial year level. And as soon as our more capacities comes up on board, we'll be able to scale up the exports, for which we will be able to comment once our first phase of production commence in Sanand.
Because Anil's vision is to reach export within 2 to 3 years' time at 15 to 17% of the total sales.
You know, because we need little bit of, after commencing the commercial production, we will need 2 to 3 months over there to stabilize the production and also, you know, factory-specific audits from the customer, which takes little time when we shift our production to a new facility for an export customer.
Got it, sir. So this export order book right now you said was
571 crore.
Right. That is executable over what period?
This is executable in 3 to 4 months. Because whatever pending order is basically executable in 3 to 4 months.
And how would that be for EPC and EHV order book? EHV 598 crore and EPC 550 crore.
EHV 598 crore will be executable in 4 to 6 months time.
And EPC 554?
EPC 564 is basically in 2 years time. Because EPC always is longer period time. Huh?
Perfect, sir. And last question on creditors. Sir, if I look at KEI pre-COVID to post-COVID, consciously we have decided to pay creditors faster. You know, earlier we used to be like 120 days of COGS. Right now we are almost half to 60 days, which is very good. Just wanted to understand the benefit of this is reflected purely in interest cost savings or should we look at...
Rahulji, whenever we were purchasing the metal from the Hindalco Vedanta or import, it is already on the cash basis or through the letter of credit where interest was borne by KEI. So now we are having the cash, so we are purchasing on cash actually. So we are not opening the this letter of credit also. So as again we were earlier utilizing the letter of credit through acceptances close to 1,000 crore, now it is hardly 100 crore.
Perfect, sir. So does it reflect any benefits on the margins also, gross margins or EBITDA margins?
It is basically interest cost benefit as well as because if we are having the funds, then why to utilize the letter of credit and bear the interest cost on the company. If we will not have any the working capital, then we will be utilizing the letter of credit and the credit period from the supplier side for 90 days. So this is liquidity available to the company actually. So as of now, we are having cash, so we are purchasing through cash.
Perfect, sir. Very clear. And all the best for 2025. Thank you.
Thank you, Rahul.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Natasha Jain from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is a continuation of what Saumil asked. So in terms of EHV now, I understand there has been delay in clearances execution, but now this is no more a one quarter phenomena. We've seen this for almost the entire year for FY25. So just want to understand what is the fundamental reason behind these delays? Are projects getting cancelled or if you could throw some light on that firstly?
Madam, first of all, our object is to utilize the capacity. Whether with that machine we are making the EHV cable or we are making the HT cable. The only difference while we are making the EHV cable, little bit EBITDA margin of 4 to 5% is higher in case of EHV project. Okay. But at the same time, 1.5 to 2 months working capital also required more in the case of EHV. So earlier, like last year, we have utilized close to more than 600 crore sales through EHV. This year, the sale will be close to 350 to 400 crore. So what additionally we lost is only on 200 crore sale, only 4% EBITDA, that is 8 crore for full year basis. So that is the difference between the product to product range. We are more focusing on the utilization of the full capacity with respect to products, with respect to the segments. So sometimes orders are there, sometimes the ROW issues were not there, sometimes they are there. And in the last 4 years, I will give you the numbers. In 21-22, yes, we have sold 514 crore. In 2022-23, we have sold again 366 crore, so low sale. Again in 23-24, we sold 659 crore. Again in 24-25, we will be selling close to 300 to 350 crore sale. Again in 25-26, we will be reaching out to more than 550 crore again. So that is the trend it is going on. But it does not matter to us.
Understood. Sir, the reason why I was asking is because even though, like you said, you just want to fungibly use the capacity, it does impact our EBITDA. So having said that, in the fourth quarter, the ongoing quarter, has clearances come through or is there still a execution delay that's happening on the ground?
Fourth quarter sales will also be close to 50 to 60 crore because as of now we are heavy order book position of HT power cable and so we need to execute those order first.
Understood. So, and my second question is broadly on the domestic market for wires and cables. Now, we're entering the seasonal quarter. So, can you just throw some light as to how the order book is looking like for the current quarter and a little bit sense on export as well for the current quarter? Thank you.
As we said, that the order book is strong. As of now, our domestic cable wire and cable division order is 2,148 crore. Wire, we are not reflecting in the order book because wire, we are currently booking order from the retail and within 7 to 8 days, we are supplying.
This is supplied from the stock.
Mm-hmm. And we are having the depots all over the country. So we are supplying all our dealer distributor for wire from the depot itself. So as Anilji has also explained, the market outlook is very strong because since last 2-3 months, we are very slow in order booking of HT power cable because order is more than our capacity. Normally, as a natural hedge, we were carrying order book of 3 to 4 months and we are carrying inventory of close to 3 months. So in last 2 quarters, because of the heavy demand, HT power cable booked more from the customer side, which was not the capacity available from our side. So market outlook for us is very strong. So that's why we are estimating for the next financial year growth is also 19% to 20% because we will be having the capacity.
Understood, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pranay Sahai from Prabhudas Leeladhar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. My first question is related to your guidance for 26. You had given 11% of EBITDA margin for 26. So is that because of EHV expected to improve? That is the one reason on account of that you are saying? Or something else as well to read through?
So with regards to EHV, even if 300 crore sale we do or we don't do, hardly it matters because on a 300 crore sale, additional EBITDA will be 12 crore. Of a full year balance sheet, that 12 crore EBITDA is nothing actually. Because we are having a more than 1000 crore EBITDA. So whether the 12 crore EBITDA or 15 crore EBITDA may come or may not come, it will not impact in our balance sheet EBITDA level. So our guidance is based on the capacity which we are going to create and the order book we are having and the market for exports we are doing. And for retail. Our earlier vision for reaching the retail was 50%. So now we have crossed that 50% vision. And now, our future is we are targeting for export to grow more than the local growth. So we are targeting our contribution of export, which is right now is 11 to 12 to 13%, may be 15 to 17% in next 2 to 3 years. So that's how we are marketing more from exports.
Yeah, really helpful, sir. Second thing on the your CapEx. For this year and the next year, if financial year's numbers if you can give.
So CapEx, we have already done close to 400 crore, and balance 400 crore we will be doing in this quarter itself. And in the next financial year, balance 600 to 700 crore we need to do. So almost in next 15 to 18 months, we need to spend around 1100 crore to 1200 crore rupees, whatever the balance is for the Sanand project.
Right, sir. Last questions are related to the, maybe it's a repetition, it's related to the wire volume. And already you had said that there are a lot of retail activity which led to the, you know, improvement in your numbers. If I look at the entire 9 months, the past quarter or even the Q1, for industry, we had seen quite soft numbers. Your numbers are still way ahead of industry. So is that the market share gain you are getting in? And if you can color more on the, from which segment of the wire you are getting in?
So normally, you see, we are continuously growing in the retail market, wherein we are selling wire as well as we are selling cable also. In the retail, we are targeting a 20% plus growth over a period of time, and since last 3-4 years, we have grown to this level. Neither we are saying that we will grow 30-35%, neither we are saying that we will grow 14-15%. So we are maintaining a 20% growth. For that, we need to deploy more and more manpower, increase more and more number of dealer and distributor, and increase the geography. So accordingly, whatever we have planned 2-3 years before, we are continuously going ahead there. That's why we are able to give you the guidance for 1-2 years in advance. Like in the next financial year, we are again giving you the guidance of 19-20% as against achievement of 17% plus in the current financial year. So, but sometimes what happens, sometimes there may be the chance that export grow more than the retail. So ultimately the overall portfolio of the company will grow 19-20%.
All right, sir, got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Srinidhi Karlikar from HSBC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on impressive growth rates. Sir, would it be possible to comment on which end markets are driving very strong growth for you as well as outlook for the domestic institutional business?
Domestic institutional business is at the moment driven by solar power projects and solar related projects. And in the same energy segment, basically the power distribution companies, they are very strong in their underground cabling projects. So these are the two segments which are going very strong. Secondly, rest all other segments like infrastructure related projects or data centers, they are also driving the demand.
Sir, would it be possible to give some color in terms of breakup? How much of your business is actually coming from the solar and the power distribution end market?
Actually, we are supplying to EPC contractors, na? So that's why we are not segregating the ultimate user actually. Because the same EPC contractor is using for solar, same EPC contractor is using for distribution and for data centers and the industry.
And so second question is, there are a lot of HVDC projects are being announced. I'm just wondering, does the EHV cable business benefit from these HVDC project spends?
Yes, we are coming up with HVDC cable capabilities in our Sanand project. But that facility will start by March 26, because this is a very large facility and it is in the second phase of our project. It will come up then, which is the final phase. We are already working on equipping the company with the type test and pre-qualification tests on HVDC cable, and we have already developed the cables and done this testing in our existing plant. But
On a commercial scale, we can manufacture only in our new plant coming up at Sanand because of the long length and big drums required in the for this. So we will definitely be benefited with HVDC projects in the coming years.
And Rajivji, one question on depreciation and amortization expenses. Given new plants are coming up in a phased manner, would it be possible to guide us what we should build in our model for the next financial year depreciation and the following year depreciation expenses?
Next year, you see, the phase one will commence by June, but the second phase will commence by maybe 31st March. So for the second phase, the depreciation will not come in the next financial year. So that will come only in 26-27 actually.
27. And would you have some numbers, sir? What should we build?
I will give you the separately, the number.
Yeah. As of now, I am not. Last one, if I may. On the cable and wire export business, the 30% growth that you alluded for the cable and wires part, which countries has driven that?
Which country of the export is driven?
See, our major exports are to, at the moment, to four regions. One is Australia is our, at the moment, biggest market. Second, coming up is now US. And then the third is the Middle East. And then the Africa.
Sir, what are typical freight costs when you export to US particularly?
Freight cost freight cost comes to typically 8 to 10%. Around 8%.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for answering my question and all the way.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharat Shah from Ask Investments Manager Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, Anil ji, Rajiv ji.
Namaskar, sir.
Namaskar.
One fundamental long-term growth issue that we were seeking to address in a particular way earlier, it is steady 15%, 16%, 17% kind of growth at which we've relentlessly chugged along for a long period of time. And now we are very clear, I presume and judge from the various statements, that 20% kind of, close to 20% kind of volume growth is something on a more sustained basis over a period of time through various strategic initiatives would be very predictable and strong outcome. Is this something, apart from being strategic intent, a very strong reality as you see it?
Bharatji, of course, we are aiming for more than 20% growth on year after year. And you see, this is even in this quarter also the growth is 20%. But we are just waiting for the large capacity to come on board, because in certain product segments, especially HT cable where and LT cable where the demand is very strong, we are still struggling for the capacities. So, but we are very confident that we will be able to maintain this growth rate at this level. Maybe for the next financial year itself.
So, Bharatji, for long-term point of view, for 5 to 6 year perspectives, as we have earlier spoken also, that we are setting up this plant of Sanand, where the capacity will be close to 5,500 to 6,000, and another expansion will be there from the next year onward. So, our overall target to reach 25,000 crore turnover by 2030. So now we are working for the 25,000 crore turnover, sir. For that number, you are also the inspiration for us.
Thank you. But so that now is a clear reality that we see, and not merely is a strategic priority, but at a at an operational level, we see it as a clear reality, either through product portfolio, capacity expansion, focus on exports and approvals needed, or specific portfolio needed for exports, or people at ground level, because we'll need to strengthen the manpower team. Finance, of course, we have strengthened with QIP that we did. So all strategic inputs are now in place to drive that growth, apart from the clearly opportunity being there. So can we say that all the pieces in the which can make that outcome happen now are firmly in place?
We are absolutely very confident that our 2030 vision will be reaching to 25,000 crore, and we will be growing with 20% CAGR from the next year. Even this year also we'll be very close to that, but definitely may not be 20%, but next year onwards, because we are just building up our capacities to grow with that number.
Sure. And as we get into this journey of accelerated growth compared to decent 15-16% kind of a growth that we have constantly done, which is basically doubling every 5 years, instead of 20% plus, then we are essentially doubling in less than 4 years' time. Our margins logically should improve, and return on capital employed also should logically improve, because exports produce better margins. Our EHV drive will produce better margins. Also, upgradation of the product portfolio logically, and operating leverage. So all of these levers put together, not only the top line growth at an accelerated level, but steady and clear improvement in margins is something now very clear reality, rather than these 10 to 11% band that we seem to be in for the length of time.
But as we progress towards higher sales and higher with the streamlining of new projects coming up, we expect that from FY27 onwards, we should be able to maintain a EBITDA level of close to 12.5%.
Yeah, by 28. By financial year 27-28.
Yeah.
So from 27-28, Rajeev ji, about 12.5%, and further improvement thereafter as we progress. And till 27, what kind of margin improvement can be envisaged?
In financial year 27, we can expect 0.5%, but by 27-28, we will be crossing 12% EBITDA margin.
And improve thereafter as we chug along.
As our economy of scale will improve, this margin will go improvement. But now this is the 5-year plan is completely on the ground, because we have taken 2-3 classes from you also, and we deliberately with Anilji has set for himself the target to grow export to the level of 17-18% in next 2-3 years time. Retail vision he has already completed, which he has taken 4-5 years before to reach out 50%. So now we are crossing 50%. So now we will be setting up a new target for the retail, maybe another 2-3% over. But the employment, he is recruiting the persons in the retail as well in the export market to reach the vision.
Okay, fantastic. And that is the last thing. Return on capital employed also will improve as we move ahead.
Yes, return on capital employed as of now is also 24-25%. But within 3-4 years' time, sir, it will again improve to 28%.
Okay. Thank you. And all the very best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naushad Chaudhary from Aditya Birla Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just one clarification, sir. We understand the EHV is a better margin product and would be a growth driver, but looking at from the overall business economics point of view, in terms of the overall trade terms, in terms of the length of the contract in this business versus our base business, and given the kind of the raw material we deal with, don't we think incrementally from a business economics point of view, volatility point of view, we are heading incrementally it would be slightly weaker versus what we have today in terms of overall business because
sir,
of the if, we think you're
sir if we yeah. if we are we have to retain our market leadership and to remain in the market, we have to cover all type of cable, electrical cable products, right from 1 kV to 400 or 500 kV and HVDC. So, businesses are where margins are high, but the working capital is also long, and some businesses are very, very quick, where the margins may be low, but the rotation of money is very fast. So, we are developing a business with a long-term perspective to maintain our market leadership in all the segments of the economy and the industry, especially in the where electrical cables are concerned, whether it goes to energy sector or real estate or industry. So it is an overall objective of the business we have to watch, and the business is developed in that way.
We understand and appreciate that, sir. But understand from a growth point of view, we have to be in all the products. But it was clarification that given a choice, if you get decent growth in your base business, would you still be? I know we have to do EHV, but from a understanding point of view, would you rate your base business economics are much better than versus the EHV business?
So normally we are not dependent on a particular product or a particular segment. If you see our history of last 10 years, our last 10 years growth rate is close to 17%. Ab usme kabhi sometimes export is higher, sometimes EHV is higher, sometimes retail is higher, sometimes LTHT is higher, sometimes low. So it's a combination. It is just like a portfolio which you are managing. We are also managing the whole portfolio with respect to the product, with respect to the segment of sales. That's how overall EBITDA margin comes to 10.5% to 11% close to that. So now we have already reached last year 10.84%. But in the current year, because of certain fluctuation of the raw material, etc., so little bit EBITDA margin we were lost in the last two quarters. But again, as Anil said, that for the full year basis, our EBITDA will be maintained to the level of 10.8% finally, after the fourth quarter sales. In future also, whatever product range, whatever segment we are maintaining, we will be maintaining a growth rate of against the 17% growth rate, we will be maintaining a 19 to 20% growth rate with an EBITDA of 11% to 12.5% within 2 to 3 years' time.
Yes, I take your point, sir. Growth and EBITDA margin should improve, but because of the EHV thing, do you think the volatility in the business going forward should increase because of the
EHV,
nature of the
first business? First of all, for next year, if I talk of the total sale, close to maybe 11,000 plus crore sale, the 600 crore is the capacity for EHV cable. So 600 crore, if we with respect to percentage terms, it is not more than 6% of our total sale. 6% of the total sale, if we are earning 14-15%, or if we are having sale of maybe instead of 6%, maybe 4%, it will not impact the balance, it will not impact the profitability of the whole company, because the sale is very negligible in the balance sheet. Maybe individually it looks very attractive that a 14-15% EBITDA margin, but of a 11,000 crore company sale, only 600 crore sale belong to HV.
All
so that's why we are explaining it will not impact, and it is not impacting even in the current year. Even the sale of extra high voltage is almost 50%, but still the EBITDA is for the 9 months EBITDA is 10.64% as against 10.84% last year. और वो भी सब पूरे अब जब फोर्थ क्वार्टर के नंबर आएंगे तो वो भी हम लोग रिकूप कर लेंगे उसको.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just a couple of questions. One, you know, if you could talk about, since we are on the topic of margins, just a broad sense, what typically are the margins for exports in terms of cables when it goes through the distribution channel, what margin if it goes to institutional? Just the ballpark range or stacking of the margin, which is the highest margin and which is the lowest margin. If you could give some order, that would be very helpful.
Well, the margin in export is close to 11%. In retail is close to 11%. In close to low tension and high tension power cable institutional business is 10.5%. In extra high voltage power cable, the margin is 14-15%. In EPC business, margin is 12-14%. But with a combined, we are getting margin of 10.7% to 11%. But in future, when the economy of scale will get rise and the fixed overhead will not get increased to that extent, so because of that, our EBITDA margin will improve by 1-1.5% within 3 years' time. So that will be the range of the margin.
Fair point, sir. And I presume when you're talking about the export, retail, LTHT margins, etc., these are excluding the other income. Is my understanding right?
Sir, in other income, it is basically only the two income. One is the interest on fixed deposit, one is the exchange fluctuation, and the export incentive. Only major three incomes are there. Against the interest on fixed deposit, there is an interest downside also. Export incentive is pure operational income. So we are always talking of the EBITDA whenever we are speaking to you all. Yeah. In our case, we are not running a treasury. So there is no income from treasury side.
And export incentive is actually operational.
Operational.
That is taken into consideration by doing export pricing.
Absolutely. Makes sense, sir. Makes sense. The second question I had, in terms of the, so one is the Sanand plant. You've already talked about, potential revenue of 5,500 to 6,000 crore. How about, the next round of expansion to achieve the 25,000 crore revenue? If you could give some sense on that as well.
So we have already in acquisition of the land at Baroda, wherein we bought a good size of land, almost 60 acre land we have accumulated. So by next year, once we complete the Sanand project, we will do another expansion for low tension and high tension power cable for the further expansion and further growth from the Baroda itself. So the land is already having in hand, and from the internal accrual, we will be doing additional 700 crore to 800 crore yearly expenditure over there for 2 years. So that again we will be creating a 5,000 to 6,000 crore top line factory over there. That's how we are making a target of 25,000 crore turnover by 2030. Existing locations plus Sanand plus Baroda.
Understood. This is very helpful, sir. And just last question. How much of the cables go through the distribution channel as of now, and how do you see it evolving?
From the distribution, almost 50% sale of wire and 50% sale of cable.
Understood. That's great, sir. I'll call back in the queue. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Akshay Gathani from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So my question.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Akshay. I would request you to please use your handset.
Yeah, I am on handset. Is it clear?
Yes.
Now Akshay is clear.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So my query is on export business. Which products do we sell in export market? And you have talked about export business margin, but with EHV capacities coming up by end FY26, so does this open opportunities for EHV export as well, like from a meaningful perspective?
Yes, sir. That's why we are setting up that plant, which will cater the export market for EHV, because we are in the length in one single drum. We will provide almost double as we are doing right now.
And that is basically hindering our exports of EHV cable, because we cannot supply the desired length on a drum from the existing factory.
Got it. And margins on EHV export are higher than domestic EHV sale, or they are broadly similar?
Almost little bit similar, or maybe sometime higher. If we are going ahead with HVDC, then it will be higher.
Got it, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vidit Trivedi from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. All the questions have been answered. Just one clarification. Did you say the volume growth is 19% for this quarter?
Volume growth in terms of the production, if we talk, we consumed 28% more metal in this quarter. But in terms of the sales, the growth rate of the cable business was close to 24%.
Thank you, sir. That's it. Best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, Guptaji. And thank you for the opportunity. Sir, when we look at the segmental reporting under the EPC projects, we find a sequential decline also and a substantial decline on a year-on-year basis in the revenue.
EPC,
and some, yeah, please.
EPC has two kind of revenue reporting. One is pure EPC, another is the EHV EPC. So whenever we execute the contract of EHV supply, come laying, come commissioning, so that is also coming under EPC.
So
this year, our EHV business is already declined, and EPC, as stated earlier, 2-3 years before, that we will maintaining only 4-5% of 400 to 500 crore business. So that is also on that strategy.
Okay. And sir, aapne jaise interest, other income or other or finance cost pe jo maine jo vyakhya di thi, to usme hamara finance cost pehle 9 mahine mein sir 41 करोड़ है 27 करोड़ के कंपैरिजन में तो व्हाट आर द की रीजंस फॉर व्हाई आवर इंटरेस्ट कॉस्ट आर हायर एंड वी हैव रेज्ड आल्सो आई थिंक सो सम क्यूआईपी मनी सो हाउ आर वी यूजिंग दैट एंड द डेट
इंटरेस्ट कॉस्ट क्योंकि हमारा पिछले सालों में हमारे पास कैपेक्स नहीं था तो सारा पैसा हमारे पास अपना ही था है ना तो उसको यूटिलाइज सारा कुछ कैश में कर रहे थे लेकिन अभी जब लास्ट ईयर मतलब इस करंट ईयर में हमारा कैपेक्स जब सानंद का शुरू हुआ तो थोड़ा बहुत जो एलसी यूटिलाइजेशन और प्लस जो बिल डिस्काउंटिंग का इंटरेस्ट कॉस्ट है वो अकाउंट में आया उसके बाद ही फिर हम लोगों ने क्यूआईपी अक्टूबर में सोचा फिर नवंबर एंड तक हमने क्यूआईपी कंप्लीट कर दिया तो अभी हमारा वापस ये इंटरेस्ट एक्सपेंडिचर कम हो जाएगा बिकॉज अब क्यूआईपी मनी का जो पैसा है वो सारा कैपिटल एक्सपेंडिचर में जाएगा तो हमारा पैसा हमारा वर्किंग कैपिटल के लिए बचा रहेगा तो वापस कैश परचेज पे आ जाएगा तो इंटरेस्ट कॉस्ट वापस नीचे आ जाएगा
सर इस साल के लिए कैपेक्स हमने 9 महीने में कितना किया है और सालाना क्या टारगेट है और नेक्स्ट ईयर कैपेक्स कितना करेंगे
सर नेक्स्ट ईयर का जो टारगेट है वो करीब 700 करोड़ का कैपेक्स का टारगेट है और जो बैलेंस 3 महीने का टारगेट भी है वो भी तकरीबन 400 से 500 करोड़ का टारगेट है दोनों अगर ये 400-500 करोड़ फोर्थ क्वार्टर में कम होता है तो उतना ही नेक्स्ट ईयर का बढ़ जाएगा तो सारा मिला के 15 से 18 महीने का जो टारगेट है वो ये कम्बाइंड टारगेट है
जैसे आपने यू आर वेरी वेल एलुडेड टू द फैक्ट दैट टोटल पाई का 6 से 7% ही ईएचवी सेगमेंट रहने वाला है, तो करेंटली सर इसमें
कैपेसिटी उतना है ना अभी तो
जी सर,
हमारा सानन में आएगा तो सानन में बढ़ जाएगा बट लेकिन परसेंटेज टर्म्स में फिर भी कैपेसिटी उतना ही रहेगा
जी सर। मेरा प्रश्न सर ये है कि ईएचवी सेगमेंट में आप ग्रोथ पिलर्स क्या देख रहे हैं, और सर ये शायद ये सेगमेंट शायद गवर्नमेंट कैपेक्स पर पूरा इनका रुझान रहता है, जो भी आप कैपेक्स कैपेसिटी डाल रहे हैं उसके मेन बायर्स यूटिलिटी पावर यूटिलिटीज रहेंगे जो फंडेड रहते हैं स्टेट एंड सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट से। सो आप टेकिंग इनटू अकाउंट जो गवर्नमेंट जिस प्रकार से सर अपने कैपेक्स के फ्रंट पे थोड़ी बैक फुट पे चल रही है, सो व्हाट गिव्स अस द कॉन्फिडेंस एंड व्हाट आर द पिलर्स इन द ईएचवी सेगमेंट गोइंग अहेड टेकिंग इनटू द साइज।
ईएचवी केबल जो जाता है वो बेसिकली ट्रांसमिशन विंग ऑफ द डिस्कॉम खरीदती है या फिर प्राइवेट कंपनीज लाइक टाटा पावर वगैरह उस तरह की कंपनी खरीदती है जब वो गवर्नमेंट से बड़े प्रोजेक्ट लेती है या कोई बड़े प्रोजेक्ट्स आते हैं लाइक रिफाइनरी वगैरह वहां यूज होता है। तो उसका हमारा जो केबल का कैपेसिटी है वो 600 करोड़ का कैपेसिटी है, जैसे मैंने एक्सप्लेन किया लास्ट ईयर 600 करोड़ प्लस सेल हुआ, उससे पहले भी सेल कम हुआ, उससे पहले साल और ज्यादा सेल हुआ था 514 करोड़ सेल हुआ था, तो इतना ही कैपेसिटी है 600 करोड़। अभी जो नया सानंद में प्लांट लगा रहे हैं वहां पे 1000 करोड़ का कैपेसिटी हम लोग ऐड कर रहे हैं ईएचवी का, तो सब मिला के आप सोचो कि हमारा कोई 17000 करोड़ की दोनों कैपेसिटी मिला के तकरीबन कोई 1600 करोड़ रुपए का हमारा ईएचवी रहेगा 17000 करोड़ के टर्नओवर में, क्योंकि कैपेसिटी ईएचवी का उतना ही लगाया हुआ है, और उसमें भी 200-300 करोड़ कभी कम हो या कभी ज्यादा हो बैलेंस शीट पे कोई इम्पैक्ट बहुत बड़ा नहीं आने वाला सर उससे। मैंने एक्सप्लेन किया अभी आपको,
मुझे सिर्फ यही समझना है कि सर ईएचवी सेगमेंट पर पूरा रुझान तो सरकार की तरफ से जो कैपेक्स है उसके ऊपर ही रहता है।
अरे सर ईएचवी आपके लिए बड़ा हो सकता है, मेरे लिए बड़ा नहीं है बिजनेस वो, क्योंकि मेरा तो 6% ही बिजनेस है ना, तो मैं उसके लिए क्यों वरीड हूँ।
ओके सर, एंड द टोटल मार्केट साइज।
अरे सर टोटल मार्केट साइज ही उस बिजनेस का 2500 करोड़ है, आप भी क्यों चिंता कर रहे हो उसकी, क्योंकि 1,00,000 करोड़ की 85,000-85,000 करोड़ से 1,00,000 करोड़ की केबल की मार्केट है सर, पूरी मार्केट में ईएचवी का पोर्शन ही 2500 करोड़ है, 2.5% मार्केट शेयर, 2.5% मार्केट ऊपर जाए नीचे जाए किसको फर्क पड़ने वाला है।
ठीक बात है,
पूरी केबल इंडस्ट्री की अगर हम बात करें बायरन केबल 85,000 करोड़ से 1,00,000 करोड़ की मार्केट है सर, और ईएचवी इज ओनली 2,500 करोड़।
ठीक बात, लास्टली करूंगी अदर एक्सपेंसेस फ्रंट कोई वन ऑफ आइटम है कि ये नॉर्मल रेवेन्यू जो हमारा बढ़ा है उसके कारण से हायर दिख रहे हैं?
तो परसेंटेज है ना सर, परसेंटेज ऑफ रेवेन्यू तो कम ही होता है बल्कि, और जैसे सेल बढ़ती है अगर आप परसेंटेज देखेंगे।
लास्टली सर अभी जैसे हम देख रहे हैं कि कॉपर की जगह एल्यूमिनियम रिप्लेस हो रहा है काफी, तो उसके कारण से भी सर हमारा रेवेन्यू में थोड़ा
कुछ नया नहीं है, ये सब पुराना है सर, हमने आपको अपने 10 साल का ग्रोथ बताया है 17% है, कभी कॉपर का ऑर्डर आएगा कभी एल्युमिनियम का ऑर्डर आएगा, ये तो नॉर्मल बातें है सर, प्रोडक्ट कभी ऊपर होगा कभी नीचे होगा, सेगमेंट कभी ऊपर होगा कभी नीचे होगा, कभी एल्युमिनियम का केबल होगा कभी कॉपर का केबल होगा, ये तो नॉर्मल चीज है, बिल्कुल नॉर्मल है हमारे लिए, इसमें कुछ भी न्यू नहीं है हम लोगों के लिए केबल इंडस्ट्री में, तो इससे ना कोई हमारे सेगमेंट में फर्क आता है, आप चाहे पॉलीकेयर का ग्रोथ देखें केआई का देखें हेवल का देखें, पिछले 10 सालों का हम तीनों कंपनियां जो बड़ी हैं 16 से 17% ग्रोथ है तीनों कंपनियों का, और तीनों कंपनियों का इबिट्टा मार्जिन भी मोटा मोटी मेंटेन ही है जी,
राइट,
तो पिछले 10 सालों में फ्लक्चुएशन भी आई है सब कुछ ही हुआ है
जी सर,
तो वी आर वेरी डिसिप्लिन इन दैट वे एक्चुअली।
ठीक है सर, मेरा लास्ट पॉइंट ये था कि ईएचवी सेगमेंट में अभी टोटल मार्केट लीडर कौन है इस सेगमेंट का, अगर हम टोटल स्पेस में अपने कैपेक्स होने के बाद
केईआई एंड यूनिवर्सल केबल,
केईआई यूनिवर्सल मेजर रहेंगे
हाँ जी, क्योंकि अभी यही दो इंडियन सप्लायर हैं मेजर
जी सर, वो भी कैपेक्स कर रहे हैं अभी फ्रेश साइड
सभी करेंगे सर, इतना तो मार्केट ही पड़ रहा है ना।
ठीक है, बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद गुप्ता जी और सर,
थैंक यू।
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Natasha Jain from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again, sir. In terms of exports, can you call out what is your percentage contribution from US in your total exports?
Madam, we saw negligible US ka contribution.
I can tell you, this year expected contribution from US should be around 200 crore. But from next year, we expect it to go up to around 500 crore next year.
Okay, and sir, this sharp increase, it's good to know that from 200 we're moving up to 500, but given the current stance of the current government in the US, any risk that in terms of supplying cables to the US market?
These are very small numbers from a country like US, where the market size is, at least 8 to 10 times of India. So, these are peanuts. We have to grow substantially from these numbers as soon as our new capacity comes up on board.
Got it. But then at least you do not see any risk in terms of any slowdown. The market looks robust for you.
I don't see any risk of slowdown. If the government policies, somebody imposes a huge amount of custom duty, then that is not in our hand.
Understood, sir. Sir, and just one feedback that we have got. Sir, while the product has been very, very well accepted by the channels, just that the replenishment cycle of the product is a little longer than the peers. I know you're expanding your channel, so that's deeply appreciated. So just this feedback. Thank you so much.
Well, that is related to the capacity, because we are building up our, we are increasing our capacity to improve the, restocking.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for your feedback.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So, thank you very much to our investors and for attending this conference call. I hope that we have been able to answer most of your queries. If still you have any other queries, you can reach out to us. Thank you so much. And have a good day.
Thank you very much, Lord.
On behalf of Nuvama Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.
Okay.